This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:06 on the evening edition with Kelvin and Hezril. And our next story is about Budget 2021. Today, Finance Minister Tunku Zafrul Tunku Abdul Aziz said that the budget due for tabling on the 6th of November will focus on four main themes, namely caring for the people, steering the economy, sustainable living, and improving sustainable living and enhancing public service delivery.
Right, so each of these have broad goals. On the theme of caring for the people, focus is education, employment, social protection, and social mobility. And on the next theme, steering the economy, they look at ensuring GDP growth and increasing FDI and consumer confidence. On that note, the government wants to enhance the use of tech and digitalization in the private and public sectors.
And for the final two themes, improving sustainable living, firstly, Tunku Zafrul touched on sustainable investment. He noted here that the pandemic hasn't quite slowed down its momentum. And finally, with enhancing public service delivery, the goal there is to be focused on outcomes and to support the people and businesses in a more targeted manner. This means the government will look closer at the impact of dispersed funds on lives and livelihoods.
Yeah, so I think it's nice that the government is already thinking about this in advance, and obviously it's a complex issue, and that I think I'm definitely not a numbers guy. Economics is not my forte. I avoided it at all costs in university, but I think it's important to see how the existing stimulus packages like the Prihatin and the Punjana initiatives are going to tie in with this, right? Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, this is one big picture, and they should all, align with each other. But also, on that note, the budget should also adjust some of the shortcomings that these stimulus packages perhaps fail to address, right? Like reaching out to really small individual mm-hmm. business owners and people who are trading without licenses. So certainly those need to be taken into account.
Yeah. And whether or not the budget, how it will be shaped by the politics, right? Given that the phrase snap polls has been in our news cycle for so long, every single party leader has been bringing it up. Some are gearing up their parties to run for elections. Whether or not Budget 2021 will be an expansionary one, will be an election budget, right? And I guess on that note, it's really about how much room do we have to navigate if we were to think about doing a budget like that. And I guess in an interview with Bloomberg, Tunku Zafrul, the finance minister, essentially said that, we do have some room to stimulate the economy. If it means spending, for example, then that's something we can do. Looking at the deficit level, he said that it's forecasted to be about 5.8 to 6%. So monetary policy wise, we still have that room if based on the minister's statements. And really, if you look down to, if you just skip away from all the numbers and stuff, what would you like to see, right? And I think a highlight for this year particularly will likely be on health. We're going to likely see a lot of investments and funds and money pumped into the health system, given that their performance is all right. Look at the amount of COVID cases in our country now. It's spectacular. So how do we then reward frontliners? How do we reward the doctors? And then also thinking about how do we now better invest and better expand our healthcare services, not only to get ready for pandemics, which, strangely has been coming up again and again, either like small reports of the bubonic plague or something else entirely.
Yeah.
That's something I think we really have to get our heads together with.
And, on that note of investing, though, one of the investments that the finance minister wants to see is sustainable financing. I think it's commendable that sustainable living is one of the core focus areas, but I'm just wondering from business's point of view, mm-hmm. how that can be, balanced, given that COVID-19 isn't over and a lot of businesses have had to, frankly, make, environmentally unfriendly, those measures, like single-use plastics, mm-hmm. How do you balance between navigating a pandemic and living sustainably, and I don't think that's an impossible thing, but I think it needs to be considered holistically, and that businesses need to be a part of the conversation.
After this, we're going to be speaking with Lao Zheng Zhao, Research Manager at IDEAS. You can, of course, let us know what you'd like to see in Budget 2021. We're with quite advanced notice.
Which is a good time, I guess.
Which is a good time. And I think maybe in closer to a month before the budget, that's where the government is also usually asking for ideas from the public.
Yeah.
You can let us know what you want to see. Do you want to see more investments in the environment? Do you want to see more investments in our healthcare? What is it? Tell us. 7733-2900. To call WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bombing frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
It is 6:15. You are with Kelvin and Hezril on the Evening Edition, and we're talking about Budget 2021. Finance Minister Tengku Zafrul Tengku Abdul Aziz gave hints as to what the budget will focus on, namely in four main themes, I guess. One, caring for the people. Two, steering the economy. Three, improving sustainable living. And four, enhancing public service delivery. We're now going to cross over to Lao Zheng Zhao, Research Manager at the Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs, or IDEAS. Zheng Zhao, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Good evening.
So what are the pros and cons? We know that the budget has been delayed for tabling. What is the pros and cons of delaying the tabling of the budget this year?
Well, I think we have managed the COVID-19 pandemic situation quite well. And as a result, the economy is on a strong footing for recovery. But if we delay the tabling of the budget because of political reasons, then that could be that could invite maybe suspicion and uncertainties. I think the government should take the opportunity, really, in the tabling to communicate a more mid- to long-term plan. I think it's a good platform, I think, for the government to showcase leadership and also to provide policy guidance.
Right. And in your opinion, how will the stimulus packages rolled out this year play into the budget?
Well, I think there will be some continuity of programs which were implemented as part of the economic stimulus packages, but there could also be new impetus for growth. So for continuity, we could see a further extension of cash assistance maybe to the more vulnerable segment of the society, the informal sector, to address the high unemployment issues, and not forgetting the foreign labor living conditions as well. But, as we always say, don't waste a good crisis. There is a lot of structural reform which we can implement as new impetus for growth. There is a lot of emphasis on digitalization in the stimulus packages. But, there are some structural problems, like how do you enhance rural digital access, for example. There are long-term structural issues. And we know that public investment has been declining since 2018, so there could be more room for developmental expenditure, especially on sustainability issue. We have flattened the COVID curve, so we should be flattening the climate curve. As you know, climate issues could also affect similarly to food supply and also to trade. So I think that these are some of the important measures that should be given consideration.
Right. And beyond all that, with things, I guess, being so uncertain, with perhaps an expectation of a large second wave of COVID-19, we also don't know when a vaccine will be readily available or effective treatment. What needs to be taken into account for the planning and research of Budget 2021? What metrics would the government work with?
Yeah, I mean, the uncertainty that arises from the lack of progress, I think, in the vaccine, and it might take some time, I think, for the vaccine to be made accessible. Having one is one issue, but making it accessible takes, I think, a longer time. Yeah. So I think the government could be looking at maybe indexes like incorporating public user satisfaction, some anxiety index, just to know whether or not the implementation of these policies matter, helpful to the man on the street. And the government could also be looking at an environmental sustainability sort of index just to support the impetus for growth that I mentioned just now.
Right. And going beyond the themes the finance minister has already announced, what can we expect to see in Budget 2021?
I think Malaysia is an export-oriented economy. Having an open economy means that FDI is important. I think attracting FDI, we could be looking at relying more on FDI and trade as a way also to recover from the economy situation. This will, for example, increase the demand of our exports. It creates jobs. The one thing that we realize is that FDI has declined all over the world. I think UN is looking at 45% drop in FDI in emerging Asia. But if you look at the second wave of relocation of multinationals from China, the first wave of obviously during the US-China trade war, we are looking at more and more companies moving out from China and possibly going to ASEAN. This is quite timely, I think, for the government to be attracting these FDIs more aggressively.
Right. And how much room does the government have fiscally?
I think the finance minister is saying that budget deficit could increase to 5.86%, but I think that's okay because we have to understand budget deficit number with respect to GDP. So if the spending is helpful, is put into place where it could produce faster GDP growth, I think that number is still manageable. Of course, we might be hitting the statutory debt limit at 55% of GDP. The government might have to seek a motion in the parliament to raise it. Otherwise, the government can always consider working with the GRC, GRICs, and see how the burden could be shared.
Finance Minister Tunku Zafrul Aziz said that the government will continue with mega projects like the LRT Line 3, MRT 2, the National Fiberization and Connectivity Plan. So how will moving ahead with these projects help boost the economy?
Well, I think there is going to be direct and indirect impact. The direct benefits will be increasing jobs and business and factory orders because you do have to produce materials, the parts for the rail lines and also for the telco infrastructure. But there are also indirect benefits. Let's not forget about that. You always have to rely on the second and third tier of vendor and supplies. So that means expanding production capacity really for other businesses. And not forgetting how the investment in locations along the rail lines, you could see potentially businesses bring forward or fund loading their investment, and that could perhaps create more jobs and business opportunities.
With the talk of snap polls being so rampant, can we expect to see an election budget? And if that's the case, what might we see out of it?
I think if we understood election budget as perhaps increasing budget deficit just before the election, maybe to provide cash assistance to the people or to the targeted voters, I think that is already happening. I think we'll be expected increase in budget deficit. And if the people, the recipients of this benefit, if they were to spend it, you might actually see positive impact to the economy. But of course, the problem is if this will mean providing advantage to the incumbent in the GE. So that is where the problem is. I think incumbents always enjoy some form of advantage in the general election. But having that alone is not sufficient. I think looking at the experience from GE14, the government of the day still have to justify, I think, why the voters should vote for them through policies and manifestos. But of course, the other challenge is to keep the promises that they made in the manifesto.
Zhang Zhao, thank you so much again for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
That was Lau Jingzhao, research manager at Ideas, with his views on Budget 2021. You can, of course, let us know what you'd like to see in the budget. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, we have some music. It's Queen with I Want to Break Free. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.